Blog Talk Radio.
Unbothered. Impermeable. I'm the people's champ. Obama, and you don't understand. Melania. Impermeable. Unbothered. Sick, allergic to the con artist. Fake woke, an imposter. Only real ones up in my roster. Like Junior C, that's my roster. You know, I just been bossed up. I've been high, my shit been fucked up. I've been high, my shit been
fucked. Hello, happy Tuesday, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well today. It's a little bit rainy here in New York City, but we're on. It's Sasha Madeline and my sister. Are you there, sis?
I'm here. It's Conda K. Hey, people. Hey, fam.
So I just want to pre-warn everybody. I am silent. If you are looking for me and I am silent for a couple of seconds, it's because I have fallen into a bout of sneezing. I've sneezed about 7,500 times today, and every time I talk about it, it gets higher. I'm from 7,500 to 750, and now it's about 7,500. So if you call me and I don't answer, it's because I'm sneezing my life away. And I don't want to sneeze on air, just in case you're looking for me. Our dad is on. Yeah, now you know. Don't be alarmed if you don't hear me. Daddy's there?
I am here. Hope kept to my family.
Hey, Dad.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I am doing supreme.
There we go.
Wonderful. We're also going to have a special guest in the second half. Our special guest is a family, friend to the family. So we'll be joining after we play our first song. He'll be joining us for our conversation as well. So I guess we could get right into it. Originally, our topic was going to be a little bit different. Originally, we were going to be kind of the topic of they were trying to compare Chris Brown and R. Kelly with what happened, with what happened with R. Kelly and how people were trying to cancel him but weren't trying to cancel Chris Brown. But after something that had happened today, it really made us think that possibly it's a little bit bigger than what happened. I'm basically going to go into a little bit of what the alleged stuff that happened. And all of this is alleged, and everybody's talking about it, but we don't really know the situation. We don't really know what happened. But it did spark interesting conversations, and I think we definitely have to talk about it. Basically, I was on the train this morning, and I was reading a book. Now, this is an actual story, and it's really funny. I was reading a book on the train, and I had come across a word that I didn't know the definition of. So I was trying to see if I had service on the train to look the word up. And seriously, because I'm a nerd. Everybody knows me. I have a nerd flag on my desk at work. it's something that greatly bothered me in high school and my younger years, but now I take that with great pride of being a nerd. But I knew then what I know now, but I digress. Anyway, I was trying to look up the word, and before I even opened my phone, I have the TMZ app. Don't ask me why, nobody judge me. Don't ask me why I have it. I have the TMZ app.
Listen, okay, exactly.
I got the information before everybody. I screenshotted and sent it to my sister and my mother because we have our group conversation. And we talk in there more than we talk in real life, I think, because we talk all day. So, like, whenever we find stuff out, we send messages to each other to keep each other in the loop or to talk about it. So I had got a message from TMZ, and it said that Jussie Smollett was attacked in what looked like a homophobic hate crime. And then as I was reading it, it wasn't, and for anybody living under a rock and doesn't know who Jussie Smollett, he's Jamal on Empire. Apparently, yeah, exactly. One of the reasons why everybody watches the show. Exactly. And then, you see him in his videos, especially him and Taraji. I mean, they seem like they had the time of their life, and he seems like a really cool person. But they were talking about he allegedly got beat up, and they called, and excuse my language, I'm going to say what it said, but please excuse my language, and I'm not saying this in any way. Listen, I'm just going to say it. They told, apparently it was, allegedly it was people in MAGA hats, you know, Make America Great Again, the Trump slogan, 45 slogan, were screaming that it, what did they say, that it was Trump country or MAGA country, and they said, like, some of the things that they were saying that they said was, like, aren't you that faggot on Empire, and they were talking about him being black, and basically they were just saying all of these horrible, derogatory things. And, you know, in our original discussion, when we were going to talk about the R. Kelly thing, and there's this, apparently there's a website called firstthem.com or .org or whatever it is, and it's saying that in order for you to have the right to address the issues of assault with black men, like R. Kelly and Bill Cosby, you have to prosecute white people first. Like Harvey Weinstein and those type of people, which is like, it's such a difficult concept to wrap your mind around, because on one hand you want to protect the image of black people and black men, but on the other hand, like, they're still predators. No matter how you slice it, they're still predators. And in them saying first them, it's like the fact that they've made black women the face of welfare and food stamps, but white women are on food stamps, that white women are on those things more, but black women are the face. So what they're saying is that they're making black men the face of sexual assault, but there's a lot more white men that are taking part in it, but they're attacking, like, they're even going to have the Michael Jackson documentary that's supposed to be coming out. So I think that is an interesting topic, and the reason why I chose I Lead With, well, the reason why I recommended and we had went with I Lead With My Blackness is because one of the things that Jussie Smollett said on his Breakfast Club interview that he had done, and he was talking about being gay in the black community, he said he leads with his blackness, which is to say, and he had said something, and I'm paraphrasing, that when marriage became legal for two men, or for same-sex marriage became legal, white men were free on paper, because white women still had their issues, black women still had their issues, black men still had their issues, but white men now could get married and were still considered at the top of the food chain in society. So that's why he said what he said. Yeah, that's why he said what he said. So it's a difficult conversation to have, because how do you protect one thing while protecting something that seems to be a juxtaposed to what you're protecting in the first place? And I, you know, I'm kind of monopolizing the conversation. I don't want to do that. So, you know, you guys, I'm going to stop talking now, because I have more to say, but I don't want to monopolize
You're just introducing the concepts, you know.
Yes.
Because this is a very passionate, very, you know, we have to unfold it, you know, because there's many layers to this concept. And, you know, we did want to discuss that initially, and then we decided to bring it broader because we discuss everything that's being thrown at us, you know, in society today. And, you know, I just feel like I'm having deja vu in a sense that I forgot which discussion we were talking about, and I was saying, you know, what year is it? Is this 2019 or is it 1939?
We were just having that talk earlier, like an hour ago.
Yeah. Yeah, the times that we're living in today, you would think it would be more, you know, up to date, more progressive, more accepting, more, you know, because this is 2019. We had a black president, you know, all of the people that you would think that it would be better than it actually is. And it just reminds us back to the days where we couldn't walk down the block without being accosted and without, you know. So this discussion is very important, because how do we respond to such a situation? Because a lot of people are going to be angry by this. And a lot of people, you know, when certain situations happen, then they start attacking individuals, and that's not what we should be doing. You know, and, and having this conversation will allow us to process, like, what are our next steps? What should we be doing? How should we be feeling? And how do we, you know, how do we move on to the next day? Because I don't want to have to look over my shoulder and worry, you know, whatever block I walk down, if because I'm walking while I'm black, you know, that somebody can just come and accost me and call me names and, you know. So let's talk about it.
Yeah, and one of the issues, like, people, like, there are people within the black community that would say that a lot of the people in the LGBT community feel like they're part of a different world than the pro-black community. And for situations like this, it's a kind of a disconnect because people on both sides are making the other one feel a certain way at certain times. And, you know, for situations like this, when Jussie Smollett got attacked, he got attacked and he got called a black fag. He didn't just get called a fag. He got called a... So it's to the point where it goes
to
what...
I was going to say, well, what happens when you're both?
And that's...
Like, you know...
But who protects you? Because black people don't want... Black people have a serious issue with being gay in the black community. There are many, many black people that have a serious issue with it. So who protects people like him? Because there are people that are going to have an issue with it. But if he's walking down the street, if people didn't know who he was, if he was not famous, if people... When he walked down the street, you may not have been able to assume that you knew that he was gay. If he wasn't famous and if he wasn't out in the public eye, he's walking down the street as a black man. So there are still black people. Like it's an issue because if you're black and gay, you may be able to hide the fact that you're gay, but he still can't hide the fact that he's black. So if he's not protected and he's not loved and surrounded by his people, who's going to protect him when he does get attacked? He still has the ability to get attacked when it comes to a situation like this, because they were still saying MAGA. They were still saying Make America Great Again. They were still being racist. And they were still saying things to him that regardless of, we all need to protect each other. It should not matter who you go home with at night. It should matter that you are doing the right thing by your community. He has done more for the community than a lot of the people that pretend to do it on social media. And it's unfortunate go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, but even going past, you know, his, you know, him within the community, like just having to worry about this and having to now look over your shoulder. And this is Chicago. This is not like somewhere that's, you know, known to be, you know,
crazy.
Something going on in Chicago, because I just saw a video. One of my friends sent me a video of an individual, because it's really cold out there, getting robbed for his goose down, you know, and it's like, well, what are we doing? How is this able to, and they were attacking him for a good, like, a couple of minutes, and nobody came to his rescue. Nobody, you know, was able to do anything. And, you know, what are we doing as individuals? How can we go on?
I want to bring Daddy in on this, because I know that they were discussing Chicago in 1804, the documentary about Haiti. So maybe I think that you can shed a little bit of light on that conversation, especially when it comes to Chicago, because so many people are passionate about Chicago, and Chicago deserves for people to be passionate about it because of its rich history. But it's also, it wasn't a similar state, if I'm paraphrasing correctly, it wasn't a similar state to Haiti. So, are you there, Daddy?
Yeah, I'm here. You know, I was just in Chicago last week, and I had a chance to be with the community there, and I just, and I was in Englewood. Englewood is strongly African-American, and I've done other things in Englewood before through the years. But with what happened with our brother Jussie today, what's interesting is that I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to go see it soon, and I'm also going to buy the DVD. There is controversy around it. Okay, I understand. But the point I'm making is that I just received today, I ordered three versions of what is called the Green Book. The Green Book.
Oh, you were telling me about that.
Yeah, I ordered 3 different years. And it was developed by a man of African-American descent back in the 40s who realized that for families that set out to go south or north, that he listed various places where you could you could stay in a hotel. You know, it was like a traveler's guide for black people. Areas that you have to be very careful. There were communities where when the sun went down, you had to be out of town. They were called sundown towns. I'm talking about in my time. And I purposely got that in 1956 because I would have been 3 years old then. And so this was during my time I'm talking about. And when they were talking about this is a MAGA place, well, the point is Dr. Clark would say, and this is just did a webinar day before yesterday on Sunday, and the webinar is dealing with the origin and the evolution of the Caucasoid. And what becomes important is for us to understand who it is that we're dealing with. Now, I realize we're in 2019. We have had a president who is of African-American descent. But one of the fundamental principles that we all have to understand is that there is a group of people of European descent who still have a caveman Neanderthal mentality. And we should not be surprised at this. We should realize that they are there and times are getting very desperate for them. They know that their time, they're being peoples of European ethnic stock, because there is no European race. There is no Asian race. Both Europeans and Asians are a subgroup of the original human being who was conceived, born, nurtured, and sustained in Africa. Every human being is an African. When they separated themselves from the human family to make themselves believe they were superior, you see, they're standing on shaky ground. Their left leg is inferiority and their right leg is insecurity. They don't really have a leg to stand on. I am not speaking about them all. So let's make that clear, because we always have to be careful about speaking in absolutes. And so something that you said, Condi K, and Sasha, is very important. The question of the LGBTQ community, lesbian, homosexual, gay, transgender, because we always use acronyms. I want to use the word. So we get used to the word lesbian, gay, transgender, bisexual, queer. Okay? That's what that represents. There are many levels that we have yet to unpack as a people, as a human family. There are many layers to this conversation. And what I have encouraged us as a people, get ahead of the curve. And let's have some serious discussions and counseling if necessary on these issues as it relates to intercultural relationships. Let's have some real dialogue on this. Let's really talk about, because it becomes important that those individuals who are able to have the open conversations and come face-to-face with their truest feelings, no matter where they may be on the spectrum, will be the people that will be ahead of the game as time goes on, because we're living in a new world now. We're living in a transformative world now. and things that we thought or believed in the past no longer exist. And so it becomes important that we speak on these issues dynamically and honestly and don't, in one level, speak to a group of people thinking that they want to hear us say this and then speak to another group and tell them another thing. For instance, as I speak to the community of African descent, knowing in that group there are people who have their own concepts of the LGBTQ community. If you ask me a question, I'm going to tell you how I feel. And it's important that the community is ready to hear what I have to say. And I'm not asking you to agree with me, no more than Jussie, when he presented his article. I believe he wrote an article. He wasn't asking for agreement. He was just saying, take the time to listen to what I say and respect my opinion.
There we go.
And we have to get to this point in our community because it is not the strong that survive, and it's not the survival of the fittest. The people that survive to go to the next level of humanity are going to be the people who can adjust to new and changing times. There is a new day out here for us all. And we have to have, and so what I'd like to be very clear is that I send my respect and my regards to my young brother, Jussie Smollett. And I pray that he heals and is able to move forward and to continue to be the productive artist, singer, and human being.
Yes.
And that to me is one of the first things that we have to lead off. Same thing with the situation with R. Kelly. One of the first things that I wanted to lead off with was to send my regards to anyone who had been hurt. Realizing, here's something else that I said in Chicago, because I was in R. Kelly's home. And the point that I made was that if you do the crime, my aunt demands that you do the time. You commit the crime, you do the time, but don't make R. Kelly the face of pedophilia.
That's the issue.
Don't use black people as your whipping post, because the reason why a lot of us look the way we look like today in America and in the American hemisphere is because of European men who were and still are pedophilic. They are pedophiles.
Yep.
But when it comes to a black man or even OJ, I never had real regard for OJ. I'm speaking just as I'm not into football, but I really wasn't into OJ. But in his trial, I did not want him to become the face of that crime, knowing that you have people like Ted Bundy out there. I'm not excusing the crime. You do the crime, you do the time. When it came to Bill Cosby, okay? Like, if you do the crime, you do the time. But the fact of the matter is that there are numbers of people in other cultures that are doing the same thing, but they're using black people almost like it's the face of it. Just like you said, Sasha, about welfare, using the African-American woman in particular as the face of welfare.
That
the great majority of people receiving government benefits are women of European descent. The same thing with teenage unwed mothers. There are more European teenagers who are unwed mothers than if you combine the African American teenagers and the Hispanic American teenagers together.
They had a whole show called Teen Mom, and it was from what I remember, I don't know, I could be wrong, but it was majority white women on that show. That's why I said majority. I changed it because I'm sure it's not all.
But the other thing that was very interesting was that they became very famous.
Yes, exactly.
The same thing when you bring a disrespectful young lady on TV, and she talking about catch your eye.
Hey, hello, exactly.
The next,
Hello.
The next thing you know, she has a multi-thousand-dollar business.
Hello. Exactly.
Millions. She's a millionaire.
Now,
crazy.
You put a young African-American girl up there, they're going to want to send
she
her
ratchet.
Counseling and wonder what's wrong.
Yeah. Yep.
I am,
it's the same
I
thing with Kim
saying,
Kardashian having a big butt. It happens all the time.
It also goes back to when she had braids and she called them the Bo Derek braids.
She said her name was Bo West. She under the picture, it said Bo West. Exactly. Mm. It's laughable. Exactly.
You see, we as a people have to have constructive conversations. Critical analysis. Move away from the emotion. These are our brothers and sisters.
Yes.
When Jussie Smollett gets jumped, it was only that they knew him, that they looked to him being homosexual. But if they didn't know him, they would have attacked him for being black.
Yep. Yep.
So we have to understand that our brothers and sisters who are out here, who are LGBTQ community, the first thing that they're attacked for is because they're black.
Exactly.
Because that's the first thing most people see. They happen to know, and not only that, but they had threatening letter to Fox.
Yeah.
Saying that, and they put a noose around his neck and
dumped
bleach on him.
Yep.
And that's what they put in the letter when they sent it weeks ago to Fox. So
oh
one of the
God.
Questions that was asked was, why didn't they have security around him knowing that
exactly.
he had received death threats?
That's what we were talking
exactly.
about earlier.
That's exactly what I said when I first heard. I said, first of all, he's a celebrity. Second of all of the threats that people are putting out there, like we have to take these seriously and we have to support each other. Because honestly, it has to be us in the community. It has to be, we have to step forward and be the voices and be the physical presence that, you know, it's not going down. We got to have each other's back.
Yeah, but that's the problem is that we don't. And it's like seeing the conversations and seeing the way that people talk about certain topics is really, it's unfortunate, and it really makes people not even want to work together. Because why would you want to support, and why would you want to discuss, and why would you want to be there for a group of people that hate you and say negative things? Why would you even want to put your support? There's a lot of people that would be very that are very dedicated to the community, like Lena Waithe, Jussie Smollett is one of them. These are people that are doing amazing things in the black community, but the one thing, but all people care about is that Lena Waithe looks like a boy, Jussie Smollett is gay. Like, all they care about is who these people are physically and who they go home with. As opposed to, if you look at what these people are doing for the community, like Lena Waithe is one of the most amazing. She does directing. She's an actress. She writes. But nobody's looking at anything else but the fact that her fiancé is a woman. And we're focused
on
the wrong
thing. You have to break that down. But you have to break that down. The reason that people focus so much on that is for a reason. Like, we have to break down the fact that, you know, and that you always say, like, the day that I started minding my business was the day that I realized how much business I had to mind. Why are we
so
focused on?
Oh,
you know,
like, hold up, jump off. Woo, we listened.
But it goes back to that. Like, it's just so crazy that we'll sit here and judge and focus on other people's lives. Well, we need to be correcting our own lives. We need to be looking within and realizing, okay, there's this that we have to work on. There's so much that I'm like, everybody's like, oh, did you see this? Did you hear about this? No, because I'm so busy living my life and worrying about making sure that I am the best person that I am and I'm living my best life. Why am I worried about somebody else living the way that they want to live?
I go back and forth with these things.
There we go.
I'm living my best life.
Yes, drop it on the bar. Drop it. Wait, it's not going. Come on. There we go.
We had another incident this week also. See, we have so many emotional issues that come at us, and we don't analyze it from a I want to call it a scientific perspective, meaning not so much science, but just from an informed position.
Yeah, from a logical
another
position.
Another incident this week with Terry Crews. Okay, Terry Crews, an actor.
Oh, my God.
Who spoke about him being sexually assaulted as a man.
Oh, okay.
And the thing is that the idea was, now here you have an ex-football player, strapping, strong,
mm-hmm.
and yet the image of the attack on women are that women are weak and that they're taking advantage of. But now here you have a man, a black man,
mm-hmm.
who is also sexually assaulted. And everybody started coming at him. And he even went as far as taking an interview that was done last year that D.L. Hughley did, and they played it as if it had just occurred.
Oh, wow. No, I thought that was, wow, that's crazy.
See, they keep us in an emotional state so that we cannot come up with very clear and concise responses to what's happening in our lives.
Wow.
And because we, as an African people, specifically in the belly of this beast, in the United States of America, have been through such a torturous experience, and because we haven't had the counseling necessary for us to face these issues, and that's why in the Comedic Wisdom School, and with you, Conda K, and you, Sasha, doing the Melanated Mondays and the Melanated Wealth and the Vans doing marriage counseling. Whoever taught black people how to be husband and wife? We were never brought here to be husband and wife.
Exactly.
We were never brought here to be a father.
Mm.
We were never brought here to be a mother. We were brought here to work for free and to be at the disposal of some of the most evil individuals that have ever existed. We've never had that counseling, and that's why all of the different people, from Tommy Curry to Brother Jones to all the people that Philippe Matthews has extended a conversation to, this program that's put together by Brother Keith, an Enhanced Awareness Radio, to have these types of discussions logically and with respect, so that even if you wanted to get emotion, we're not going to let you get emotional.
Yeah.
We're not going to let that go. Mm-hmm. We want to have a conversation about the issues that are impacting our children and our community.
Absolutely.
And so whether it's Terry Crews
necessary.
Or whether it is those who have been abused by R. Kelly or those who have been abused by any of the people, Bill Cosby, any of them, We also understand there's another dynamic out there going on of other cultures where that's happening every day, but nobody's talking about it, and they're making us the face of the problem. As opposed to, we actually were the victims of it for 400 years. And we got to talk about it. So I enjoy this conversation, and I enjoy it in the sense that we can talk about it. And I also appreciate for Sasha and Conda K and the younger generation to start having this conversation so that you're not recycling the same damage done to people in my generation and the generation before. We got to clear this up, and I just applaud y'all for being willing to come on and to discuss these issues at all costs, because we need counsel.
Absolutely. And we just need to talk about it, because I know for me, when I heard about it, it's sitting inside. And I said, we have to talk about it today, because if I didn't talk about it, I would have slept on it. I would have woke up and I would have went to work and it would have been on my mind. You know, because when we don't talk about it, it still stays with us. We think we sweep it under the rug, but it's going to seep through conscious, unconscious, subconscious. You know, however, by any means necessary, like, it's going to be in us. We live it, and we it doesn't ever leave until we discuss it and we're able to move past it, you know. So this is a very important platform. And if you want to call in, question, comment, you know, Sasha, tell them the phone number and just press
929-477-3423. Again, it's 929-477-3423, and make sure you press 1 so we know you have a question. And as to what you said, if I may just use Jay-Z's words, you can't heal what you never reveal. And that is in one sentence, that's exactly what you got. We're going to drop a bomb on Jay-Z. There we go. Because it's true, you can't fix it. Yeah, go ahead.
No, please, I just want to say this in reference to what you said about calling in. Family, I know this is a very emotional issue. And I know we all come with our own feelings and our own experiences to it. But I ask that we understand that everyone has a right to speak. Everyone has a right to their opinion. It is not about whether we agree with it or not. When you come on and talk to us, we ask you to express your opinion and don't necessarily negate an opinion that may have been said before you.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone has a right to speak. And having worked with people for so long, I know that people will shut down if they think they're going to be bullied or humiliated.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I want to make sure that the people that come on to our program know that this is a safe space.
Absolutely.
If you want to talk about it, it's okay. If you don't, that's okay too. But you have a right to talk about these issues. And it's very important. If we're going to heal ourselves, we must respect each other.
Mm-hmm.
And not allow other people's opinions to impact the way we are going to come off when we get a chance to get the mic. One other thing. I realize also that there are those that will call. We are respectfully requesting that you keep your question or your comment to 2 minutes. Because I realize that we get a little verbose when we get to these types of subjects, and I know we want to say a little bit of stuff. I understand.
Yeah.
And I understand and respect that. But in order for more than one or two people to be able to express themselves, we have to limit the time that we have. Please do not get offended or think that we're just trying to shut you down. If we have to start to encourage you to sort of kind of bring your comment or question to a close. Let me just put it to you like that.
We want everybody to get a chance.
As many as we can, because we only have a limited amount of time to have a program. So, and then next week we'll come back again and we'll do it again. But again, for me it's about respect and respecting each other. Because we're getting into areas that, for the most part, a lot of people don't talk about. And when they do, it becomes a brawl because it's emotional.
Mm-hmm.
So let's respect each other, and let's keep our question or comment to 2 minutes.
Lovely.
That was so eloquently, stated. Thank you, Brother Kava.
You're very welcome.
Absolutely. Now, I think that this is the perfect segue to go ahead and do our first song, and then we will introduce. Now, I want to speak a little bit about this, because I think that one of the reasons why, we talk about the things that we talk about and we have the issues that we have, and a lot of times it's not because we're against something, and it's not because we're actually angry. A lot of the time it's because we're broken and we're hurt, and we don't know how else to get those feelings out. So I think mm-hmm. that the most important, we're in denial, and we think that we're angry. We think that we're an angry Black woman, an angry Black man. That's how society portrays us. And mm-hmm. I don't think it's because we're angry. I think it's because deep down, maybe not everybody, but a lot of people just want not an apology, but just want an acknowledgement of wrongdoing towards a group of people that didn't deserve it. And I think that the fact that we're not getting it, it is hurting us, and we don't realize it. Because we're not looking for love from them. We're not looking for acceptance from them, but it's an acknowledgement that they are treating people like garbage. They are being evil mm-hmm. and conniving and denying it and making it seem like we're crazy. Like they're standing on our backs and then telling us to get up and yelling at us because we won't get up, but they're standing on our backs. So how could you want us to get up
quote unquote, but you're standing on our back. Like you just won't admit the hate that you have. Not everyone. And some people might have the hate and not even realize it. But I think that, you know, when you hear the song, you'll understand what I'm talking about. And I really think that it's unfortunate that we don't have the opportunity to heal. And it's coming out as anger. But a lot of times, mm-hmm. it's not anger. And even with the issue, I'm sorry, I just want to say one more thing. And then even with the issues that people that are part of the LGBT community and Black people that are not part of the LGBTQ community, like Black LGBTQIA, all everything, and straight Black people, I think that the issue that they're having is there's a miscommunication. Because I think that there's a misconception that people that are part of the LGBT community are getting certain benefits that Black people are not getting. And I think that that is a sincere miscommunication, because if everyone was silent and you didn't know that what you're looking at was someone that identifies themselves as queer or LGBT, whatever it was, they're still going to get treated like a Black person. So we're still all on the same level when it comes to that topic, and we're fighting each other because it's easier to fight each other because we all still understand the hurt of being a person of color. We all still understand that hurt. So our hurting each other is kind of like a camaraderie. It's a friendship in our hurting, because we're fighting against people that, if we fight against oppressors and people that choose to oppress the Black community, they don't understand our hurt, and we don't understand where they're coming from. But when we fight with people that are the same type of hurt, it's still an understanding. It looks like we're hurting each other, but we're still understanding the pain that each other is going through. So I think that in introducing the song, that's what we need to keep in our mind.
And, you know, can I add something to that also? Because my approach to my discussion of the origin of the N-word, related to what you just said, Sasha, because I think that younger people, what I try to do when I present the origins of the word, where it came from, I try to develop my presentation with our young people, in particular our young people, but also elders. And again, this is a controversial topic as to should it be used or should it not be used. And my approach towards understanding that N-word with the two G's in the middle and the R at the end, if you want to do it like that, is the fact that to younger people, the context of the word, their experience with that word is not the experience of someone who had to carry a green book around with them when they would be.
Yeah.
Born.
Yeah.
So that to the elder generation, that N-word means something very different. It conjures up images very different than it does with young people.
Uh-huh.
And so when that word can slip off a young person's mouth so easily, and yet for those elders who have watched family members get murdered, who have watched things happen, who, just like Jussie Smollett, was called that word is going to be different in his mind.
Yeah.
Because of the way in which it was used towards him, as opposed to if it was his buddy that just happened to say, yo, you my N, right?
Yeah.
And so we bring to the situation our own experience, and then we judge other people according to our own version of our experience, as opposed to stopping for a moment and walking in that person's shoes to understand. So my thing with young people with the N-word is understand why elders don't like the word. And to the elders, I say, understand why that word don't bother young people. And to do that, you have to have knowledge of what that word is, where it came from. So that I, Lawson, said the greatest enemy of the human family is ignorance. Ignorance gives birth to twins. Okay? And it becomes important that when you're dealing with those twins, fear, false evidence appearing real, and denial. Fear and denial give birth to the insecurities and the inferiorities that make us hate somebody because they happen to belong to a particular group. And so we've got to be real clear as we move forward with these issues. But I just wanted to say that because as you were describing how people's view towards certain things, are colored or are tempered by their own version of it. That's the same thing with the N-word.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean the same to young that it means to elder. So with that, let the music play.
I just want to say one thing. It's very interesting that, you know, when you discuss the what it's coming off as is anger. But a lot of times what it comes off as and what we think that we're feeling is not really what we're feeling. You know, so that's why it's so important for us to fully understand exactly the feeling that we're feeling and why we are feeling it. A lot of times we go through the day and we don't reflect on, you know, I'm upset because of this. Why did this make me angry? Why did this, you know, the best ability is to be able to, you know, pinpoint your feelings and why you're feeling the way that you're feeling, you know, and it's very important for us to realize also that, you know, I may not necessarily consider myself part of the you know, I'm an ally. I may, you know, I'm not LGBT or Q, or X, Y, and Z, but because of who I am, because of what we've experienced as Black people, you know, it strikes a trauma. It strikes a sort of, you know, situation in me that, you know, just because I don't necessarily, you know, I'm not part of that community, it still makes me feel a certain way because we as Black people have been treated that way as well. You know, going past, you know, if he were of a different culture and, you know, part of that community, it would still affect me because I know how it feels to be put on the outside. I know how it feels to be an outcast. I know how it feels to, you know, go to a store and feel as though people are looking at me, like overly looking at me, you know, thinking I'm going to steal, or, you know, walking down a block and having my identity, you know, out for people to see, you know. A lot of people don't realize the trauma that's kicking up in them, and it needs to be discussed, and it needs to be brought to the forefront. And we have to realize that we are all being affected by these sorts of crimes, regardless of our race, creed, sex, sexual orientation, or how we identify ourselves. So go ahead and play that song. I just had to get off my chest.
There we go. And now this will sum up everything that we just talked about in the last 2 minutes. And just take a listen to this. In honor of our brother, Jussie Smollett, and well wishes, and get better soon, and mind, body, and soul.
No. gets knocked down, it comes back for more. Hurt people, hurt.
I love that song. I love his whole album. I was listening to it all day today. I used to listen to it on repeat, like when I first started listening to it. But I was listening to it all day today, and it's I love all the songs on that album. Anyway, we're back.
And yeah, we're gonna bring our special guest on.
Special guest. Keith, who is not a stranger
yeah.
to the show. Hello.
Yes. Hey, greetings, greetings, family. Hotep, greetings to all y'all. Y'all got me over here crying.
Oh,
this has
been power, you know, guys, and I just want to say thank you to all of you just for even being willing to come on and have this particular controversial conversation. You know what I mean? What I've been seeing is that a lot of people are beginning to speak up. You know, a lot of people are beginning to have these constructive conversations. See, you know, and it's, I had wrote a few key points, if y'all don't mind, because, you know, the first thing that I wrote was, do you hear me? Does my voice matter? Do you hear me? You know what I mean? And just, it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful now that, you know, we can create these safe places and these safe platforms, you know, for people to be themselves, you know, and for us not to be judged. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, at the end, what Jesse said at the end, he was like, I'm not going to hurt no more. And I feel that that's a part of reclaiming our power back from within. And that alone right there. It's so beautiful. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. you know, another key point, you know, hurt people. And I mean, that's just the truth. You know, I love to see things from all angles. You know what I mean? And when I, and you got, Candace, you was on Demolestation. You was with all of you guys, you know, Sasha and Candace, you was with me through that whole child molestation part one and two. You know what I'm saying, guys? Like we're doing the real work publicly. You know what I'm saying? You guys were there with me, you know, to help me and uphold me through that. You know what I mean? Because hurt people hurt people. One thing that we discussed in our part two was that, you know, who heals the predator? Who heals the even without the label predator, you know, who heals the ones that are hurting? So, you know, that's what the constructive conversations are about. You guys know that I'm going to be one of the voices. Y'all.
Absolutely.
You know, so we, you know, guys, what really helped me, you know, keep, because one of you guys had said something very profound, and Sasha, that was you. You know, you said who keeps us safe? You know, who protects us? You know what I mean? And I can only speak for me, you know, but, you know, I just walk with no fear. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I have no fear. You know, like, and I don't attract certain things to me because I walk with a high self-confidence about who I am within. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I only attract love to me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really attract the hate crime. I don't really attract the, you know what I mean? Not saying that he was in a space to where he attracted that to him, but, you know, I can only speak for myself. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And I walk without fear. I have my ancestors, 3,000 of them, you know, walking beside me. You know what I mean? Walking with me, you know.
Go.
And that it's a knowing that I have deep within, see. So.
Yeah. It's important to have that. It's important to you know, have that outlook and, you know, just know that there are those people and those individuals and those spirits that are looking out for us, you know, as a people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You know what's important, too, is that even though this has happened to him, it's allegedly, because we still haven't heard anything from him. It's been all over the place, but we haven't heard from him. Regardless of the fact that it happens to him and it's a scary thing, it is my hope that he comes out the same way that he's been before this. Like, he's been so outspoken about who he loves and about his being proud of being Black and being against oppression. He's been so vocal about it, and it's my hope that he does not stop doing it to protect himself.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has to walk, like you said, Keith, he has to walk with no fear, because he's been, from what they said, he's been released already. Excuse me, he's still protected, regardless of the fact that sometimes, you know, and I'm not saying that this was a good thing that happened to him, but sometimes things happen, we're protected, and negative things may happen to us, but it can lead to more positive things. It can lead to conversations.
Mm-hmm.
It can lead to camaraderie, because this is making people talk. This is making people understand some things that are going on. So I think that I'm not saying that what happened to him is a good thing, but what I'm saying is that we can't use his situation in vain. And whatever happened to him, whether, you know, however it happened, whatever is accurate in the story, we have to make sure that we take the best out of what happened to him. And like Daddy says, take the best and leave the rest. And I really hope that he comes out the same way that he went in. Because I really, he is somebody that was a friend in my head. And I really do think that the work that he was doing, whether it's just, you know, a 1-minute video on Instagram, it really did sometimes make people's day. The way that people are responding to him, the way that people are commenting, the way that people are reposting their love and support and talking about it in person is really significant to the fact that regardless of whether people agree with who he loves or not, he is still loved by a lot more people than people that hate him. So I really do hope that when he is at his 100%, regardless of how he feels, I really do hope that he comes out just the same or better than before this situation happened. And he does the same thing that you said, Keith, and walks with confidence and with his strength and with no fear.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that Jussie's going to come out stronger.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
You know, Dr. King once said that your character is built during times of conflict and controversy, not during times of comfort and convenience.
I love that.
And I know someone who has attempted to develop cultural curriculums in the school systems around the country. And I know the kickback, the anger. Sometimes the outright hostility that I have received because of what I'm trying to do for our people and specifically for our children. The more they came at me, the stronger I got because I knew that I was touching the right buttons because the right people were getting upset with me And I knew that I was being successful because I could see the fear in their face. And so I think that the attack on Jussie only reaffirms to him that his strength, his internal strength and his guide and his spirit is putting fear in the hearts of people. And for him to also be a person of African descent with a double fear in them, because it shows that you got to be double strong, like what Keith said. When you walk with the strength of your ancestors, when the creator and the ancestors walk with you, who can walk against you?
Wow.
Wow.
Can I drop a bomb?
And we as an African people.
Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I had to. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, we as an African people have got to get to that point to understand that we are at a turning point in world history right now. And it just didn't happen now. It's been happening for a while. What you're looking at is the tail end of a problem that started a long time ago, but it's been building. And it's important that what we see happening around us right now, don't be surprised. When you rise, it means that you're getting their foot off your neck. That's what's happening. They're losing their power over the minds of the people. And again, going back to what Keith said, once you embrace your ancestors and you understand I've done presentations before, and I've been not only the only African person in the room, I've been the only man in the room, because education is pretty much dominated by women of European descent. And I've been told, like the way you were presenting, like you were pretty confident in your presentation. And I would say to them, but I'm not alone. They said, well, one of too many people on your side in the room. I said, but don't you see my ancestors that are with me? Don't you see Harriet Tubman? Don't you see Sojourner Truth? Don't you see Booker T. Washington? And if you look real close, you'll see Nat Turner. Better be careful.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See, I walk with the ancestors.
Shut everybody up.
I walk with the millions of us who walk before me and risk far more than anything I would ever have to risk. They had everything on the line. When I wake up, think I'm having a hard day, I have to wake up and apologize. If I dreamt I had a hard time, I wake up and apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Ancestors went through is nothing. What I'm going through, I've got it easy. I'm living my best life.
Seriously,
And I thank my ancestors for doing what they did. I thank those that had to carry that green book with them everywhere they went. Because they carried the green book, I don't have to. Because they carried the cross, I don't have to. And we must now continue this work that we're doing with courage. I don't believe in being fearless. I'm a human being. I got fears. I tell people all the time, don't judge me by my fear. Judge me by my courage. I have a right to have fear. I have no right not to have courage.
That's it. Absolutely. And guys, I just want to say that's what keeps me going, that courage. So, absolutely.
Yeah. And then we also have to realize that everything is happening for a reason. It's a bigger picture in what has to happen now going forward. Sometimes we have to be reminded that this is still going on. Like, we can't turn a blind eye to it. We can't think that, the people aren't struggling and people don't need our help. We have to band together now more than ever.
And it's not about who has it worse. It's not about whose struggle is deeper. It's not about, because there's always arguments about people in the LGBT community talking about civil rights and discussing. It's not about whose fight is harder. It's not about who has it worse and who has to walk. Like, that's still a ridiculous fight that people are having. The bottom line
is that we're all having issues on some sort of level, regardless of who you are, whether you're dark-skinned, light-skinned, gay, straight, man, woman, single mother, family, everybody has their own issues. The importance isn't to try to figure out, you can't puff out your chest and figure out whose issues are worse. It's not, you know, it's not that type of fight, or it shouldn't be that type of fight, because it doesn't matter whose struggle is harder. It matters that there are still struggles going on in the first place. And the fact that there are struggles going on at all shows that we all need to work together and make sure that the struggle, because we're going to have struggles as long as human beings are on the earth. But what's most important is that the struggles that we have are not as difficult, and we don't have to do the struggle alone. Because regardless of whose fight, whose struggle we think is worse, we're struggling alone when we have that mindset. If you are gay, lesbian, whatever part of the community you're part of, if you feel like you don't have the backing of your culture and of your people, when you go through things like what Jussie went through, who are you going to go to? But then it comes to the point where you can only go to gay black people. But then we're still fighting the same fight, but we're fighting it alone. And it's really unfortunate that it even has to be something that happens at all, because it doesn't have to happen. Because whatever goes on in people's bedroom is nobody else's business. To be quite, as long as you're not harming children, mentally challenged adults and children and animals, it's none of anybody's business what goes on in somebody's bedroom at all. What people do
and
people love shouldn't be anybody's business.
And you know what's important also, it goes back to something Keith said, I think. The first person that you must have to have your back is you.
Yeah.
That's very important. You know, I've been working on this. I've been talking to people. We only have one enemy.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's that voice within us that is constantly trying to drag us down.
Yeah.
Trying to tell us who we aren't and what we can't do.
Mm.
The concept that says you are your own worst enemy.
Mm.
Because everything else outside of you, those individuals that attacked our brother Jussie, they were not enemies of his. They were obstacles.
Mm.
The greatest enemy would be that spirit within him that doesn't let him rise to be better than he was before they tried to knock him down.
That spirit
that's going to make him better than he was before, that's your friend.
Mm-hmm.
That's the creator within you. If that enemy in you makes you start fearing your life, it's your greatest enemy. The people outside are merely obstacles. Obstacles are to be gotten over. Enemies are to be defeated. And that enemy within each and every one of us that makes us feel less than, that's what we have to defeat. Because once you defeat that, nobody can do anything to you. Some of them may be a little bit higher obstacles, but the strength in your legs will let you jump over them.
Yeah.
And that's what we have to understand as a people, as a human family. It doesn't make a difference. Even those who are the inflictors of the pain, hurt people. The hurt people got to go inside themselves, because they have a great enemy inside of them. And because they have too much of a coward to face that enemy, they're willing to hurt the enemy outside.
So many times people can't verbalize what they need to say or what they can say or feel like they have a voice. So now they have to use their hands. They have to use, you know, the physical pain. And instead of talking about your pain inside, now they have to pass that physical energy to the next person, because they, hurt people in many different ways. And now it's time, 2019, healed people need to heal people.
And sometimes
it comes on your job with your employer, who gives you the worst jobs because they don't like you. It comes in so many forms. They might fire you because they don't like who you are or how you look or what your last name is. This comes, and this goes back to what Jan said a few weeks ago when she said about the real thing we're dealing with is power.
Yep.
The ability, what made them attack Jussie, if they had been one, there's a chance they might not have attacked him. But because they came in more than one, they felt they could bully him.
Mm.
Like, see, when you have a wolf will not attack you if you're alone. A wolf would only attack when they're in a pack. They don't have the strength by themselves because they basically are inferior. A predator will only attack when they think there's a group that will support them.
That is so true. That is so true.
Wow.
Well, we didn't even get to the topic at hand.
I'm taking it all in.
We did get to.
With Chris Brown, with the original plan for this week.
but you know when you have a brother like Jussie getting attacked like that, that becomes the order of the day.
There are some issues that come up, and we can always talk about that.
No, I was going to try to fit, I think we were trying to fit both of them, but this was such a topic that needed a discussion, and it went even beyond what we thought it was going to be. This is something that's deep, that, you know.
If I may real quick, can I just want to say something real quick before you switch gears, is that what we're doing on Enhancing Awareness Radio starting February the 6th, you know, I have invited a new host on the platform who is going to be dealing with these particular things, you know what I'm saying, in that particular community. And we're going to be talking about self-love. We're going to be talking about self-worth. We're going to be talking about, and it's going to be a weekly broadcast, you know, because what I have been seeing, even experiencing in this lifestyle, you know, is that, you know, many people do not have anyone to go to. You know what I mean? The counseling things, you know, they don't even know how to begin to go about. They lack the how-to. So what we're going to do is we're going to team up and we're going to, you know, from our professions, you know what I mean, and just, you know, having the dialogue, having the constructive conversation, we're going to offer that to the world and for, you know, so they can have a safe place where they can finally come talk to one another, amongst one another for free, right? So I
just
want to let anybody know, you know, that maybe listening in, you know, please be sure that you're following the platform because we have a lot of things in store when it comes to healing, and it's free of charge.
That's beautiful.
I just want to add that. Yeah.
Thank you.
That is amazing.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really because there are a lot of people that want to love the community, the Black community, and I'm not saying and I'm saying that as mildly as possible, because there's a lot of people that are proud to be Black and very conscious and very aware of what's going on and want to be just vocal about supporting the Black community, but are also part of the LGBT community and have been called all sorts of names by their own people and heard all of these negative things by the community. And it's such a tug of war between different groups. And it doesn't have to be like that, because if we look at people for what they can contribute as opposed to superficial things that are none of anybody's business anyway, we would be able to be a lot further, because we're fighting, and I'm putting this in quotes, we're fighting a war and eliminating qualified warriors. And it's crazy that people have negative things to say. And like when Jussie said he leaves with his Blackness, that is what is important to him. Who he loves is important, but who he is seems to be not more important, but it's a different kind of importance. And it doesn't take away from him being gay, but it is a mixture of things to make him who he is. And he leaves with his need to be there for the community. So you're doing, you know, what you've done with the platform and that addition is great, Keith. And
It's mm-hmm. very important.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. And, you know, just in closing, we can give our, like, closing remarks and everything, and then we have another great, amazing song for you guys. But I just want to say we as a people just have to continue to band together, love one another, work on ourselves, help each other out, you know, and just do the best that we can do in life. Because, you know, for me, I always want to make sure that I'm living by the rules that I put on myself. And, you know, I just want to make sure that I, you know, I'm doing the best that I can with what I have. And ultimately, I feel like that's it. That's all you have to do is just be the best and do the best that you can. So many times people put pressure because, like, they're like, I want to do more. I want to do. No, it's the little things that make the big difference. So, you know, when you see somebody in the street or when you see somebody at work, acknowledge them. Say hello. Ask them how they're doing and genuinely listen to their response. It's the little things that make a big difference because we never know who will be impacting on a day-to-day basis. So I just want to say just love one another and stop judging one another. We can't judge each other. We have to be there for one another. So just love one another. Love yourself first and foremost and just keep being you and just keep being great because it ain't over till we win.
There we go. There we go. So I guess my closing remarks are, I just feel like it's more important to surround yourself with people that will be dedicated to what you're dedicated and dedicated to not only making themselves better, but helping to make you better as well, as opposed to the superficial visual. I had a conversation with somebody a couple of months ago. And, you know, we were talking about hiring people of color in corporate America. And I'm going to keep this as short as possible because I'm just trying to make a point. We were talking about hiring people of color in corporate America. And it was basically boiled down to, is hiring a black person about diversity of thought or diversity or visual diversity? And this person that said it, he was a white man. He is a Republican. He's a conservative. And I've had some of the best conversations about this topic with him, you know, just racism and culture and things like that. I've had amazing conversations with him. And it's amazing how that sentence alone was just because someone, all your skin folk, ancient kinfolk, just because somebody is a black person, just because somebody pretends to be pro-black, and I say pretend because just because you say you're pro-black doesn't mean that you're for the progression of the entire community, the entire black community. And just because someone looks like you doesn't mean that they will be good for you. So as we, you know, as we, the title of this discussion was I Lead With My Blackness. And leading with your blackness does not mean that you lead with your anger. It doesn't mean that you lead with your pain. It means that you lead with your progression for the black community. The only thing that is important to me, I don't care who you are. I don't care what percentage of black you are, which that's been pissing me off. I'm sorry for saying pissing me off, but that's like I've been seeing the dumbest comments. I'm sorry, this is totally going left. But I have been seeing the dumbest conversation about the percentage of black that people are. And it just has been boiling my blood. I don't care what percentage of black you are. I don't care who you love. I don't care who loves you. I don't care how you dress. I don't care who. As long as you are for the progression of the black community and for the progression of myself, for the progression of you, for the progression of your children and your children's children, that is the only thing that matters. And anybody that is not on that level is just as bad as any white supremacist that has ever been born in this century, in the last one, in the history of human beings. You are just as bad. If all you do is make black people angry and make black people hate each other, just because you have black skin, that does not make you a leader. And it's unfortunate that there's a lot of people in our community that think that that is the way it's supposed to go.
if you do not support blackness, not saying that you have to not support everything else. What I'm saying is if you do not support and support the progression of the black community in its entirety, you suck. And I'm just going to end it with that.
All right.
You suck. Oh my God.
Yes, yes. Powerful. Powerful, Sasha. That was powerful.
Thank you.
Yeah, just one simple phrase, you know, love yourself wholeheartedly. Mm. You know?
Yes.
And that's it. Yep. And, you know, if you want to know how to, you know, start to, you know, be in sync with these type of broadcasts. You know, start to be around, surround yourself around like-minded people, you know, who are for the progression of, you know, the black community. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, love yourself wholeheartedly. That's all I got. Thank you guys for inviting me on.
Thank you. And keep
thank you for taking part
the whole time.
Yes. Yes.
What was that, Candice?
Oh, no, I was saying keep positive people around you at all times.
Absolutely.
Keep telling y'all apart now.
I can tell y'all apart now. I'm learning.
Yeah,
you know, having...
That's what I just saw. I was like, oh, my God, he can tell us apart now. So cool. Oh, man.
Daddy, what you got?
Just to say something very simple. I say it often, particularly in my presentations. If anyone who is listening to this program feels uncomfortable, we did our job.
There we go.
Because in the world that we're living in today, if you're comfortable, I am uncomfortable with your comfort.
There we go.
We have to talk about real. Everybody want to get healed, but nobody want to have an operation. To have an operation, you have to have bloodshed. I'm not talking about physical bloodshed. I'm talking about the intellectual, the spiritual. You have to have an uneasiness within you in order to take you to the next level. Like Dr. King said, your character is built during times of controversy and conflict, not during times of comfort and convenience. In ancient Kemet, in ancient Egypt, they had a symbol that represented the process of book, and it was symbolized by the dung beetle. And the dung beetle the dung beetle, Keppra, lives by eating the dung of the cow, who is represented by Queen Mother. The dung beetle lays her eggs and puts it in dung. And she rolls the dung in the heat of the sun along the Hopi or the Nile River.
Wow.
And the baby beetles come into existence by eating their way through the egg and eating their way through the dung. And you know how when we go through rough times, we say, I don't want to eat that shit? Well, that's where that comes from. Because it is having to go through that brings you forth to day by night. And so in these conversations that we're having, if there's a feeling of being unsettled or uncomfortable, that's a good thing because it means that there's growth happening.
Mm-hmm.
It means that where you are or where you were, you no longer are.
Mm-hmm.
And you have advanced yourself because someone has made you think. And like I say, I don't look for people to agree with me, and I don't care. If you believe me, my job as an educator is simply to make you think.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can make you think, I've done my job. If this program that we have just done for the past hour and 54 minutes has made you think, then we did our job. You don't have to believe. You don't have to accept. All you have to
do is
think.
You don't have to
think.
Agree.
It's not about that. It's about the human family having these dynamic discussions during these dynamic times so that we can move now to the next level where we can create the kind of world that we were born to live in. Because we were once there. We once were there. But we were rudely interrupted by people who knew not the Creator. Rudely.
Yeah, there you go.
Interrupt. Yeah. And now we're getting back
let's
on
get
track.
Back to it. There we go.
So let's keep on keeping on, because it ain't over till we
win. Because it ain't over till we win. There we go.
Hey.
Yeah.
Ow.
Hotep family.
Yeah.
Look forward to the next one. Thank
okay.
you for all that you do. Thank you, Brother Keith, for allowing us this opportunity to have this type of dynamic discussion, and I look forward to the future.
Yes. And we look forward to the future, and we will see you all
we
next
go.
Tuesday.
Y'all welcome.
There we go. Now hit
love
up the
it.
Song.
All right. Now enjoy this as much as we do, because we love this song. Now, I'm a forewarn anybody. Anybody that's got an issue with this individual, we didn't even get a chance to touch on the topic. We might be able to do it another time. But
we
all have our own feelings. And this song is still amazing. So let's see how this goes. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night.
I don't wanna go there. We should never go there. Why you wanna go there? I guess I gotta go there. You're hearing rumors about me, and you can't stomach the thought of someone touching my body when you're so close to my heart. I won't deny what they're saying, because most of it is true, but it was all before I fell for you. So please, babe, so please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. Cause it can get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. And if you love me, then let it be beautiful. 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 Everything I say right now, it's gonna be used in another fight. And I've been through this so many times. Can we change the subject? You're gonna start asking me questions like, was she attractive? Was she an actress? Maybe the fact is, you're hearing rumors about me. There's also pictures online saying they got you so worried, making you wish you were blind. Before we start talking crazy, saying some things we'll regret, can we just slow it down and stress? You said, so please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. Cause it can get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. And if you
I'm doing a service for my country and my family. And that means saving the people I love and I care about. And that's what I do.
Yes, you know.
Chris, wait! Chris!
that'll be beautiful.